Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host David Blackman will be back with us soon. He's taking some much needed time off, rest and relaxation after working very, very hard the last couple of years. So he will be back with us soon. Today we're talking about why consistency beats intensity in business and in life. And this is something that business partner for a side project and I were talking about the other day, and I thought it'd make a really good episode because a lot of times you'll see in business, if you've been kind of in an industry for a while, a competitor will kind of come out of nowhere and they'll make a lot of noise and they'll have a lot of intensity. And then all of a sudden, you know, 6 months down the road, they kind of fade away, disappear. You know, and then the people that have been consistent are there for the long term. And so consistency beats intensity in business and in life. I'm not saying don't work hard. I'm not saying, you know, don't have intensity, but I'm saying being consistent and being there for the long term is much more important in terms of building a successful long-term business, being able to help more customers, serve more customers, more clients, whatever. You know, you want to be in the thick of it day in and day out, not just, you know, coming out and being really intense for a short period of time. And so, for example, you know, if you're doing client sites, you're trying to get clients, you know, yeah, you want, if you're new, you want, you know, 100 clients now. You want to go out there and get 100 clients, but it doesn't quite work that way. You have to be consistent. You have to go and put in the work on a consistent basis every day, going out there, networking, you know, cold calling if you have to, figuring out what you have to do to get clients. And you're going to build it up slowly. But that consistency, putting in the being diligent and putting in the work, you know, day in and day out, you're going to build a very successful business long term compared to, you know, coming out and trying to just, you know, get as many customers as quickly as possible and then realizing, oh, this is hard, and then giving up. And so consistency beats intensity in business and in life. When I first started creating products for the Divi theme, one of my first products was called Royal Commerce, an e-commerce child theme for Divi. It was the first e-commerce child theme. It did really well. It quickly became the most popular child theme for Divi overall. And shortly after, I don't know, maybe 6 months after I released it, there was a copycat e-commerce child theme that came out. It was by a company I hadn't heard of, didn't know them. They weren't really involved in the community, but they made a lot of noise. All of a sudden, they were super involved in the community, posting in all the Facebook groups and, you know, again, making a lot of noise, being really intense. And they got some sales. But then pretty quickly, I had customers coming that had purchased theirs first that came and then purchased mine and then told me, oh my gosh, I'm so bummed that I purchased that one e-commerce child theme. It had so many bugs. Developer, I wasn't able to hear back from him. You know, it was so frustrating. Or when I did finally hear back from him, it was after like, you know, 3 weeks, and you know, so I just gave up and went and bought yours. And I'm so glad that you guys have, you know, consistent support. I actually didn't mean to use that word consistent; just kind of worked out. And so, yeah, after you know a couple months or so, I'm not sure exactly, maybe it was 6 months. The company kind of dropped off the face of the planet. Customers, I was hearing in the Facebook groups, people were complaining that they weren't hearing back. They're trying to get support. They weren't hearing back. And then I looked again later, and all of a sudden the website was down, no longer selling the product. And so, you know, where my product, yeah, I was out there. I was marketing. I was, you know, had intense marketing, so to speak. But I was consistent. You know, I was there for the long term. And so now, multiple years later, what is it, 3 years later, my product is still being sold, still having happy customers buy it and use it, where they were there and made a lot of noise for 6 months and then were gone. And so, you know, it's okay that you don't have, you know, $1 million in sales today. It's okay that you don't have 100 clients today. You'll get there. Be consistent. Long term, it's going to win out. Now, I said why consistency beats intensity in business and in life, because the same thing goes for a lot of things. Like, for example, working out. I know for me, every time I try to get back in the swing of things, going to the gym, it's like, I'll go to the gym and, you know, go every day for a week and like work out really hard. And then I'll get super sore and just have to take time off and end up getting out of the swing of things. And then next thing you know, I'm not going to the gym anymore. But when I take things slow and I build up slowly and consistently, I'm able to stick it out long term and have much bigger progress long term have much better results consistency is much better than intensity. So I think that principle can be applied in a lot of different areas of life, but especially in business. So focus on consistency, focus on being diligent day in and day out, and the success will follow rather than trying to be successful overnight. So that's episode 554, and tune in tomorrow for the next episode. We're going to be talking about the weird way to get new web design clients that actually works. It's kind of unconventional, but you could have a really good success rate. So if you're doing client sites, you want a kind of a new unconventional way to get new clients, then tune in to tomorrow's episode. Until tomorrow, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.